Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith. Good morning, I'm Paul Pinto. Welcome to United in Faith. Today, Sunday, November 29, marks the start of the Advent season and a new liturgical year. The Reverend Nevroy Francis, minister of Portmore United Church, will help us to understand what Advent is, and he will also give us the word that God has given to him for us today. Welcome, Reverend Francis.
Good morning, my sisters and brothers. Today, as we commence the Advent season, I want to talk to us about hope. Our world is not a place that lends itself to hope. In fact, when you consider the death, diseases, natural disasters, evil, and all the other negative things that fill our world, there is just not a lot of room for hope. But I want to remind us this morning that hope is a powerful thing. G.K. Chesterton said, "There is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as expectation of something better tomorrow." Hope, from the world's viewpoint, is just what that definition describes. The world sees hope as a wish or a desire, but hope, as the world sees it, is a longing for something that may or may not take place. But for us, the Christian hope is not merely a wishful thinking without any foundation that we are clutching onto. It is a sure expectation that actually takes a hold of us. It is true. Hope possesses us. For you see, friends, biblical hope is a confident expectation based on solid certainty. It rests on God's sure promises. During this tumultuous year, there is comfort to be found when we pause to pray, read, and reflect over the course of the Advent season, in which believers eagerly anticipate the celebration of Christ's birth. The season of Advent is a period of both repentance and celebration. For Christians, spend time in spiritual preparation for the coming of Jesus Christ at Christmas. Believers remember not only the Lord's first coming to the earth as a human baby, but also celebrate his continued presence with us today through the Holy Spirit. Advent, therefore, is also a time for worshipers to anticipate his return at the second coming of Christ. The word Advent comes from the Latin term adventus, which means arrival or coming, particularly the arrival of something or someone of great significance. And that is why we sing, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. O mourn in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall ransom Israel. The first Sunday of Advent gives us the opportunity to center our thoughts on hope. It is a beautiful chance to remember the hope God offers to our lost and dying world, and that he has given us his Son, Jesus Christ. In Galatians 4, verses 4 to 8, the Apostle Paul says, "But when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his own children. And because we are his children, God had sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Paul, the writer of Galatians, articulates so perfectly the great hope we celebrate at Christmas. Without God's intervention, we are all slaves, bound up by our sin nature and hopelessly headed to the grave. Because of God's love for us, he came down and rescued humanity by sending his son as a sacrifice for our sin, so we could be free from the chains of sin and become fully part of God's glorious eternal family. As we prepare our hearts to celebrate Jesus' arrival as a gift to all humanity, let us stir up in our hearts and homes a sense of anticipation. Over this Advent, we pray that hope would arise up in our spirits in a tangible and life-giving way. We have a season in which to give our faith a workout, in which to exercise our hope muscles. Some years that take exercise more difficult than others, but this Advent now, as a people of faith, we are called upon to exercise our hope. If hope isn't created for such times as these, when countries are divided, when those who are hungry are ignored, when human beings are trafficked by thousands, when industry and wealth win over the health of the planet and its creatures and the global community. If hope isn't created for times such as these, then why do we hope at all? So let's try Advent once again, brothers and sisters. Let's begin to practice hopeful way of being in the world. Today, as we celebrate Advent over the next 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, this year we begin on November 29 and end the season of prayerful anticipation on December 24th. This Advent season is an invitation to set our minds off the stresses of the year. We can take our focus off the crazy hustle that can be associated with the Christmas season that often threatens to produce more hassle than delight. Advent is a chance to focus our thoughts on the gift God has given to us in His Son Jesus Christ, who stepped down from heaven and took the form of a man so that we might believe. Our hope is an absolute certainty. We have joy and peace now. Eternal life for us has already begun. Hope helps us to face our future. But why should we hope? You see, my friends, hope is a product of the promise of our Lord to us. Hope is a product of the presence of our Lord with us. Hope is a product of the power of our Lord which works within us. The God of hope fills us with joy. The God of hope fills us with wonderful peace. Hope has many different meanings. But there is another kind of hope that the Christians know well, and that is expectant hope. Because of the incarnation, Christians live in an expectant hope, in the sure knowledge that what is promised will be delivered. To be sure, my friends, what is promised is not that everything will go smoothly over the time and all the time. Not that we will get everything we want, not that we won't be disappointed, not that we won't suffer. But Christian hope doesn't rule out any of that. Instead, our hope is grounded in the angel Gabriel's proclamation to Mary, which comes in the form of a grand, astounding promise. Gabriel's promise to Mary is that God has regarded her and blessed her. The promise is that God is working through and with her to do amazing things in the world, even the miraculous. The promise is that God is coming and will dwell with us in flesh and bone, drawing every inch of the created universe, every single one of us, into God's heart, where we are united with God indissolubly and irrevocably. That promise is a foundation of Christian hope. And therefore, just as Mary receives this extraordinary promise from God, so you and I receive that promise today. Love is the way. New life is on the way. Loneliness and isolation are forever banished in Emmanuel, God with us. Much in this world may be unreliable and tenuous, and many of our hopes will go unfulfilled, but not with this one, not the best, not the one on which our lives are based. This is sure, and we are invited to live out of that sure expectation in confidence and boldness and in joy. So as I close this morning, Advent was never meant to be a month-long fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Instead, Advent is a time to remember just how much the world needs Christ. Advent is Christ coming. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless our world. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we bow before you this morning. We thank you that amidst the hopelessness that we experience in our world, we have a God who promises certainty and to give us hope for the future, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We thank you that it is in you we live and move and have our being. And so we pray that you'll bless us, bless our families, bless our world and this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of them. Joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child in to reign in us forever. Now thy gracious kingdom bring. O'er the hills the angels sing.
The United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands presents Elche, a digital expression of the living God. Elche premieres Sunday, November 29, 5 p.m. on the UCJCI's YouTube channel. That's Elche, premiering Sunday, November 29, 5 p.m. on the UCJCI's YouTube channel.
The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe.
Living rich is without number, born within a cattle.
This has been United in Faith. Thanks to Reverend Nevroy Francis for his ministry to us today. Our studio engineer is Andre Saunderson. I am Paul Pinto. Join us again next week for another program.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.